Thank you for tuning in once again to Teach Me Thy Statutes, where we're taking a look at the Word of God and pulling out these nuggets of truth, you know it, to apply to our daily lives. That never gets old. I enjoy saying that, and I enjoy digging up these nuggets like we're finding nuggets of gold in God's Word, and it's all good, but finding these things that we're applying to our daily lives. And I hope that these are a help to you. Received a word from a teenager from a previous church that I went to, and he wrote to me and he said that he really enjoyed hearing one of these. And I thought how grown up of him to step forward and say that. And he told me, keep it up, man. And I thought that that was really good. It was very encouraging. It really helped me throughout the day. And I do appreciate him. Today I want to talk to you about the subject of rest. We all don't like working all the time. We enjoy a little bit of rest here and there. We have to have rest. But I want to talk to you about that here today. I'd like for you to read Joshua chapter number 21, verses 43 and 44. We'll go ahead and read that here today. It says, "And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand." In these two short verses, we find that the land inheritance is all settled now. We see the children of Israel settling down in their new places where they would now dwell. Wandering for 40 years in the wilderness and having to conquer your enemies along the way, no doubt was very tiresome. However, now they had rest from all of that. This rest came from the Lord, as we see in verse 44, where it says, "And the Lord gave them rest round about." You know, after a stressful day at work, many hard decisions that have to be made, or feeling like everything is just absolutely going wrong in a day, isn't it nice to just get some rest from it all? I like to sit down and take a nap. My wife knows if I'm having a rough day, I just need 30 minutes, an hour to just rest. If it's toward the end of the day and I'm having a rough time, I just want to go to bed and kind of end the day. I need some rest. My body is just drained. Maybe it's a nice vacation, or maybe it's just a 30-minute nap. But rest does us good. In the hardships of life, Christ is not only our hope, but can I say, He is our rest. I'm not saying that there won't be problems or hardships once you are with Christ, but I am saying that there is a peace and rest that comes in knowing and trusting Him. Do you want rest today? Do you have Jesus as your personal Savior? If you do, there is rest just on the other side of this life. One day, when we're in heaven, we'll have the ultimate rest, as there will be no enemies to fight against us. Oh, the rest that comes from knowing Jesus. I'm glad He is my rest. I hope and pray that this is a blessing to you here today, and I hope that you'll join us back for the next episode of Teach Me Thy Statutes. May God bless you as you learn to rest and to get some rest in Him. Have a wonderful day.